What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And again, a reminder, the Front Sight Academy promotion has been extended to June 2nd. So the May 5th thing has gone away. It's June 2nd, so you still have a chance to take advantage of this wonderful deal. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Lisa in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Lisa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I hope you're doing well today, or as well as can be expected. I'm glad to know that you're out of the danger zone in terms of that volcano.
Yes.
The reason why I'm calling is I'm starting to get a little depressed and lose faith in humanity due to this Russiagate BS story that it seems like people who used to be have discerning minds and really look into things are just buying it. And I'm wondering, can you give us any hope in terms of, do you think this is ever going to be brought to light, that it was a made-up thing? Or, you know, give us some hope, would you?
Well, you know, you find your hope where you look for it, but the reality is we have brought it to light. And the polls are showing that the majority of the American people do think this is all a witch hunt. And I'm very glad to see that we have these now three federal judges who are out there basically telling Mueller that if he can't come up with some hard factual evidence, they're just going to throw out all these lawsuits. And so I think very, very few people are still drinking the Kool-Aid from the corporate media. That's certainly my experience just talking to people around here.
Well, I hope you're correct. And in terms of the corporate media, I understand that the viewership and readership is down quite a bit, but it's really an uphill battle to fight that because it saturates humanity. Do you know what I'm saying? It's hard to avoid some sort of talking point that, you know, originated with the corporate media. So I usually just try to encourage people to shut off that TV and, you know, look at alternative media outlets and, you know, get rid of the Washington Post and things like that, which has clear CIA connections, and nobody seems to care. It's out in the open. They're not hiding it. That Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, he's also the owner of Amazon and sits on the Pentagon board. But still people trust the Washington Post, or as you say, what do you call it?
The Washington Compost.
There you go. Anyhow, I was just a little bummed out, but I guess you're right. Now that you mentioned those judges, I had kind of forgotten about that. So maybe when they're asked to produce evidence and cannot, this will finally come to an end.
Well, I certainly hope so. And, of course, one of the judges wants to see the original unredacted scope memo that Rod Rosenstein wrote for Robert Mueller. And find out if Mueller really did go off the reservation, which obviously he did. His mandate was Trump-Russia collusion. They found absolutely nothing, so Mueller's going after Trump's associates. They're so desperate to find something that they can tarnish Trump with. You know, they're dealing with this porn star, Stormy Daniels.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, her face is plastered all over the place. She's getting her 15 minutes of fame. And I'll be very honest, I'm sick and tired of hearing about her.
Oh, me too. Me too. Okay, well, that's all I have. Thank you. Actually, you did sort of brighten things up here, so I appreciate it, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for the call here, and, you know, how we get this out there is that we all talk to everybody we know, or we email them. Don't bother with social media. That's already totally filtered, but they can't put a filter over your mouth. And so you just talk to people, everybody that you meet, and just, you know, anybody who gets up there and says, oh, no, our government would never do that, and just, you know, remind them that we were lied to about Iraq's nuclear weapons. And if they're still on the defensive, then you're probably dealing with an undercover informant, and there are, unfortunately, a lot of these lowlifes permeating our society. All right, let's go back to the phones. Lenny in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Hey, listen, I was driving home and I was listening to the earlier part of your show. And as far as Venezuela and the more sanctions that have been announced against them, it was more than likely the arresting of the bankers that got the sanctions brought against them. Okay, because sanctions have been against them anyway, and they've been making deals with people like India and China and to, you know, to sell the oil and a cryptocurrency in order to keep their system going. But if, in my humble opinion, it was the arresting of the bankers that got them sanctioned more. As far as Macron and the EU saying that Assad can now stay, all right, and they don't care what the U.S. does as far as the Assad is concerned, to me, it's just another case of good cop, bad cop in the long game that the U.S. and the EU are playing for their Zionist banking masters, are, in my opinion. Because as soon as it's convenient for them to say Assad can go again, they're just going to turn around and say that he can go again. And my question to them is, who in the hell are they to say somebody can stay or go who's been elected in their own country by their own people in the first place?
Well, they right. don't really have a right to do that, but we're seeing all these great imperial powers. We're literally going back to the age of colonialism.
Well, that's what they're trying to take it back to, but can you blame a man who's being lynched for struggling to stay alive? And that's what these people are doing, and I don't blame them. All right. Now, I want to get to what I really want to talk about was the parliamentary elections in Lebanon. Regardless of the Saudi money in Israel telling them who they should and shouldn't have, Hariri lost big time. And not
yes.
only did he lose their mic, he's in bigger trouble because now he's expandable. Okay, they can get rid
yes.
of him just like they did his daddy before him because he's of no more use to them. All right? And the people chose
yep.
the strength and honor of Hezbollah, who took 67 of the 128 seats in the parliament.
Yep.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
And so, and I'm telling you, he's in bigger trouble now. Now, what Hezbollah and the Lebanese and the Syrians and Iranian, and the biggest winners out of this is Iran, in my opinion, okay, because they're getting even stronger. But what they have to watch now is Israel coming in, or the CIA, that evil entity that Paul spoke about earlier, the caller who, and he's 100% right, I'm with him, all right? What they have to watch now is them assassinating Hariri like they did his daddy and then blaming it on the Hezbollah or Assad or Iran or Russia so they can start another world war.
Well, I think, well, first of all, the issue would be Hariri is now going to be out of power. There's not much point in assassinating him other than to silence him. I think the real danger, though, is that Israel may just haul on off with another attack on Lebanon and do a targeted strike against Beirut in an attempt to disrupt the new incoming government so that it can be toppled and there can be another Hariri-like puppet ruler put in place, because that's where Hariri's father came from. It was a covert intervention to regime change the country.
Okay, here's my question. What does Israel think Hezbollah is going to do once they do that?
Well, Hezbollah is going to fight back, obviously, and it could ignite a new Israeli-Lebanese war. And we know that Israel's been talking tough about Lebanon, including veiled threats of military action if Hezbollah won this parliamentary election, which they did. We know that Israel still wants that Litani River. They're running short of water in Israel, and they're just going to go ahead and steal it from other people.
Well, welcome to the world, Israel. The Palestinians have been running short of water since you took theirs. All right? So here's my thing. What happened to Israel last time they attacked Lebanon and Hezbollah fought back? How did Israel fare then?
They didn't do very well. And ultimately, though, the Israel could drag the U.S. government into a new war on Lebanon.
Yeah, and that's the plan. And since that new base, American base, is set up in Israel, I think that's why it was set up. They want a world war one way or the other, and they're not going to stop until they get it. But my thing is, fine, if you want to start, finish what you start. But, you know, I don't think American soldiers, men and women and children, should be dying for it.
I agree. I absolutely agree. These wars are cooked up by these ancient fossilized politicians for middle-aged people to pay for and young people to die in. All right. Well, Lenny, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, out in Chula Vista, California, artists painted a mural on the wall of a school. And basically it depicted an Aztec warrior carrying the severed head of President Donald Trump on a spear. And in his other hand, he had a heart, presumably from Trump, given the history of Aztec sacrifices. And it promptly created a huge outrage, and it was immediately covered up after the local news made inquiries. But by then, photos taken by students with their cell phones had already gone viral. So now the mural has been repainted to remove the offending image. And it's another reminder, our public education system has been taken over by the liberals, and it's no longer about education, it's about indoctrination. They're trying to brainwash our kids to make them good little liberals who will believe as they're told to believe and do as they're told to do. That's basically it here. Now, story coming out of Tech Dirt, it appears that law enforcement in this country do not like it when the public complains about their behavior. And there's a lot to complain about. Unjustified tasings, unjustified shootings. Remember that story we had last week? They had a prisoner on the ground. He'd surrendered. He'd gotten down, you know, on his own. No resistance whatsoever. There was an officer on his back, had the cuffs on him, and a second officer runs up and just delivers a kick to his head. Now, obviously, that should require a complaint. So, apparently, police officers are now abusing certain laws so that they can arrest people for trying to file complaints. And apparently, this is really out of control down in the state of Louisiana. And what they're doing is they're trying to say that a complaint against a police officer represents criminal defamation. And if the person goes to court, simply by proving that the police officers really did what was reported in the complaint, the case will get thrown out of court. But it costs ordinary citizens a huge amount of money to go to court to fight a defamation charge. And of course, the police are getting funded by the police union and the police departments. So it doesn't cost them anything. This is another example of a practice called lawfare, where you just sue people in order to bankrupt them. Not because they did something wrong or that you think you're right. It's just getting rid of them by suing them into bankruptcy. And that's becoming a growing phenomenon in this country as well. Well, a little bit of good news over at Citizens Free Press. There was a 70-year-old grandmother was at home, and this guy broke into her home, and she used the gun that she had pretty much for the first time. Wasn't really trained up, but she shot the guy. That's how you use your Second Amendment rights. Apparently, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, remember him from the paper shredding and everything. Apparently, he's going to be the next president of the NRA. And I don't know that that was absolutely the best choice NRA could have made, but that's where they're going with that. Now, U.S. actress Alyssa Milano went to an anti-NRA protest and has been denounced as a hypocrite because she went there surrounded by armed guards as personal protection. So that's the message it sends. You know, ordinary people can't have guns. I need guns because I'm special. I'm an actress. I'm famous. I have to be protected. Now, over in Queens, New York, police raided a home, and they found a small arsenal of guns and ammo. Officers hauled off 16 rifles, a crossbow, 13,000 rounds of ammunition. They took it from a man named Keith Harvey, who's 44, and he works as a contractor. And the police just grabbed all of this. Now, this man, Harvey, has no prior criminal records. And they have charged him with multiple counts of illegal weapons possession. Apparently, three of the rifles were assault weapons. And they posted his bail at $150,000, which apparently he can't pay. And he's still in jail heading for a trial. Now, Harvey's neighbor, Joe Russo, said there's no reason for all this fuss. The allegations are insane. He's a gun collector. He got the bug from his father. Most of the weapons that Harvey had had been left to him by his father. But the police wanted a nice, spectacular target. Ooh, look at all the guns we got, which was what led the BATF to make that disaster down in Waco. So they just came on down and law-abiding citizen's house. They broke on in, took all of his guns, thrown him in jail. We're going to make an example. We're going to send a message. Well, there's another message, and this has to do down with the confessed Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School gunman. And he had made reference to something called Promise. And it turns the Broward school district officers were denying for week after week after week that Nicholas Cruz had any special treatment for his past criminal endeavors. Now they're admitting that, yes, that Nicholas Cruz was assigned to this controversial disciplinary program. And basically, instead of jail, you have to go to this so-called Promise program for a three-day stint. And apparently this program was instituted by the Obama administration to balance out campus arrests and reduce the number of minority arrests to make everything kind of equal. So Cruz had referred to Promise after he vandalized a bathroom in the middle school on November 25th, 2013. I think this guy was spotted and groomed to be a shooter. I think it was another hoax. Okay, over on JetBlue, this is probably going to worry people who like to fly. There's been another incident of a failed window on an aircraft. JetBlue flight 1052 was in the air heading to Tampa Sunday when the outer layer of the front cockpit windshield shattered. Now, the plane didn't depressurize, but the window cracks did force the plane to be diverted to Fort Lauderdale International Airport. So what is going on with all of these aircraft that are just deciding to fail? Are the airlines, in fact, cutting too many corners on maintenance? Are the aircraft manufacturers cutting too many corners on building the planes? Because it seems like American aviation, commercial aviation, isn't what it was years ago. There have been all kinds of problems. And it's part of the decline of our empire, where we can't build the high-quality products we used to build. We can't maintain the products that we already have. To me, the signs of decay are obvious. We're a dying empire lashing out at the world in its death throes. So we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these commercials with more news about science, big pharma, medical, whatever, things like that. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment gets.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the telephones. Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was watching some YouTube videos last night, and I came across an interesting video regarding people that are involved in these shootings are hearing voices. And the woman went through a laundry list of the past recent shootings, and each one of the suspects had claimed to be hearing voices. So I just continued watching the video, and they spoke about how there's this technology available. That's not why I'm calling. The reason I'm calling is because she referenced the shooter from Alaska that flew to Florida, and his name was Santiago Castillo. And watching the video, they show mainstream media interviewing who other than Sheriff Israel. Now, Sheriff Israel is the sheriff that called the stand down at the Parkland School. And I just thought that was just a little too coincidental, and I wanted to bring that to your attention. The video that referenced it was quite interesting on its own, but the reason I'm calling is because Israel had his fingerprints all over the guy that flew down from Alaska. Do you remember that? They gave him his firearm back after he claimed to be hearing voices.
That.
This is getting a little too cute. And I thought we could try to connect some more of these dots, but I had to share that with you.
Yeah, well, Sheriff Israel is in a little bit of trouble. Apparently, the local police union held a vote, and it came on out that all of the Parkland law enforcement have lost all confidence and trust in him. Plus, apparently, he is now being sued for negligence of duty by one of the parents of the children who was shot at that school. Although, because of prior legal precedents, I think that case will not have a happy outcome for the plaintiff.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how the rest of that plays out, because that guy obviously has photos with Hillary Clinton. He's a Democrat, and he's probably some form of deep state. I hate to use that term. In fact, I'm kind of tired of deep state term, but he's entrenched for sure.
Well, you know, a lot of high-level police officers are approached and recruited by CIA. And if you go all the way back to the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, there was this witness, Susan Serrano, who saw Sirhan Sirhan in the company of a woman in a polka dot dress. And she was taken in for an interview, which turned out to be a harassing session by an officer named Hernandez, who was rumored to have connections with the CIA, and he just tried to threaten her and bully her into changing her story. And ultimately, she turned around and sued, and because of the lawsuit, the audio recording of this officer trying to get her to change her testimony was made public.
Right. I actually heard her testimony, and she kept insisting, no, that's not what I saw, and they just berated her and bullied her, and I mean, it's like we are living in a Nazi Germany. In fact, one of the videos that I was referencing to on this call, they're saying that the Nazis never went away and that they've actually expanded and they are well entrenched in our government, actual Nazi descendants. And this is just a continuation. I guess Rome was the First Reich. Hitler had the Third. I don't know if we're in the Fourth, but man, oh man. Past his prologue, I've said it before. I mean, we just need to see what's coming. And
I agree.
Joel Skousen said that the patriots or the so-called conspiracy theorists are going to be the new Jews. We are going to be the ones that are going to be genocided based on our beliefs and not being able to be reprogrammed. That's Joel Skousen said that.
Well, anything is possible in these evil times. I wouldn't put anything past this government. If they think they can get away with it, they're going to do it. And I imagine they're in a state of panic right now because they've lost the ability to control the American people with propaganda. They've run out of money. The American people have no more to give. The American people are not supportive of government policies. And we're all clamoring for arrests to be made in all of these political scandals. So,
right. It's not going to happen. Are you covering any of this 5G that's coming at us? Because I believe that's going to be the new control mechanism. They're just going to poison us. I am not optimistic, and I hate to say that, but with the release of the 5G and the wavelength of that microwave, it's pretty telling. I mean, they're just going to bomb us with that, and I don't know where to go from there except a bet or something.
Well, again, I think the concern over 5G is being overblown, like ClimateGate was. I think it's being put out there as a distraction to people to keep them from looking at what they should be looking at. And we're seeing a lot of that stuff. Anyway, listen, Brandon, I need to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So here's an interesting story, and it shows you just how powerful the vaccine lobby is. Up in Vancouver, the vice chair of British Columbia's Chiropractors College has resigned from his position after the Canadian Broadcasting Company revealed an anti-vaccination video he had created. Now, all the video said was that good nutrition is probably more effective at preventing illness than the vaccines. And, of course, the local doctors groups who are getting rich off of pushing vaccines, they went ballistic and they brought pressure to bear and basically said, he's just a chiropractor. He doesn't know medicine. He's not qualified to speak. So they're on the attack there. Now, as you know, there's an opioid crisis in this country, and it has come from a combination of factors. First of all, the flood of new opium coming into this country from Afghanistan, coupled with the pharmaceutical companies and doctors' eagerness to sell you medications, even if they're not good for you. So here's a new study, and this comes from the University of Colorado at Boulder, and the study indicates that opioids actually delay healing, that they can actually cause chronic pain at the same time they're supposed to be numbing it. And they did this with this animal study. And they found that rats given repeated doses of morphine experienced inflammation and pain for 3 weeks longer than non-medicated test subjects. But it makes money. Therefore, it must be good. Because in the United States of America, what makes money is really, really good. And all those whiners about physical harm, they're just whining. Pay no attention to them. So let's get on over to Gardasil. Merck is being accused of fraud, deceit, and negligence. And there is a lawsuit now that is basically showing Merck's aggressive agenda to increase HPV vaccine uptake rates despite causing thousands of severe injuries. It's hitting this court case alleging blatant corruption. Now, according to the World Health Organization's Vigia Access database, as of April 9th, 2018, a total of 85,329 reports of adverse reactions have been filed regarding the HPV vaccination. These reports include 37,699 reports of nervous systems disorders, 2,450 cardiac disorders, including 38 cardiac arrests, 533 reports of postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, over 3,200 reports of seizures or epilepsy, 8,453 syncope, and 389 deaths. This is one of the most dangerous vaccines out there, and they're pushing it and pushing it. Now they want little boys to take it, even though boys don't get cervical cancer. It's all about marketing. It's a very expensive shot. The practitioners get half that money. They're financially incentivized to chase you around the room with that needle. Now, last week, we reported on this story where people who have been studying HPV are reporting that ever since these HPV vaccines have come on the scene, the number of cases is starting to rise alarmingly. It's kind of like autism, pre-vaccination, very rare disease. Now we're getting all these vaccines shoved at our children, and I think the current number is one out of every 64 children will be somewhere on the autism disorder spectrum. And now the same thing is happening with these HPV vaccines. They start putting them on out in there, and for some reason, along with all the harm they're doing, HPV is now on the rise. And it's probably for the same reason that we have seen these so-called mumps and measles outbreaks among populations of vaccinated people, because the attenuated pathogen reverts to full potency when it is administered into the body. They had that problem with the polio vaccine a while back. It's just all driven by the money. It's all driven by the money. It's greed and a complete disregard for our fellow human beings, and that has got to stop. Now, China just did something rather amazing. It's an amazing piece of engineering. They have just completed the world's longest sea crossing bridge. It is 34 miles long. And they've got it open. They've unveiled it. It's going to be open for regular traffic later this year. But that's an amazing feat of engineering. See, China's investing in infrastructure. They're building up their country internally instead of spending all this money on war. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. Article coming out of ManhattanContrarian.com. Everyone knows that trying to control the climate by reducing CO2 emissions is a joke. First of all, several years ago, NASA came on out, shuffled their feet a little bit, and said that it had been determined that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere actually acts as a coolant. It doesn't behave like a pane of glass in a greenhouse because it captures some of the infrared radiation and re-emits it at a frequency that can escape back out into space. So And, you know, this idea about a carbon tax and, you know, little bits of carbon. Take a look at the Big Island right now. That volcano, just since last Friday, has put out more carbon dioxide than all the cars in the United States do in an entire month. There are other sources of carbon dioxide than human activity, but they want you to feel guilty about your component. They literally came out with this absurd idea that natural carbon dioxide is already balanced by natural carbon dioxide sinks. And that's really nonsense. The more carbon dioxide there is, plants will grow more, grow faster, produce more food. But they want you to think that you are responsible for harming planet Earth, and they'll solve the problem for you in exchange for more of your money and more of your obedience. And it's really a religion. The people who are out there screaming about the environment, it's just something that they can feel good about being part of. I'm part of Al Gore's organization. I'm trying to save the world. Turns out they don't really walk their talk. There was a study done by Cornell and the University of Michigan, and it basically found that those who were highly concerned about climate change were less likely to engage in individual actions like recycling and other eco-friendly behaviors. They found that the global warming skeptics, the people who were looking at this seriously and scientifically, tended to be, as a group, far more into recycling, not wasting food. And it's the ultimate hypocrisy. They don't really care about global warming or the environment. They just want your money and more authority over you. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. On the subject of what you just brought up a little bit earlier about, you know, compromising of our fellow man, what I've noticed is, you know, a lot of people, you know, people that are in business, you know, I'll pick out one group. A lot of firearms guys will say, catch me on Facebook, you know, or a company that sells firearms or whatever, you know, come on over and find out about us on Facebook. Listen, years ago, when I first learned about Facebook, all I had to do was read the agreement, the original agreement. And I said, not no, but hell no. And two days in, I opted out. Now, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but so the question is, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, doing business with PayPal, you know, that's okay. Doing a little bit of business with these companies, and even Amazon showing that they might not be so good for us either. Could they be the enemy in disguise? Oh, but doing a little bit of business with the enemy is okay, especially if it fulfills your bottom line, right? So you want me to come over to your business, and in order for me to come over to your business, I got to compromise my privacy, my information, my even my family, in order to do business with you. You want me to do business with the devil. You want me to do business with the enemy. So I guess my question is, Mike, how far do we go, you know, to, you know, I mean, these platforms, oh, yeah, well, it's convenient, and it's real handy, and it's, you know, it's a good way to connect, you know, but, oh, never mind that they're doing some dirty deeds over to the side, you know, like, you know, for instance, PayPal, whenever that deal happened with the transgender thing in North Carolina, PayPal was one of the first corporations that stood up and said, we're going to boycott your state if you don't fall in line and let transgenders go into women's bathroom and look up their skirt. What kind of ridiculousness is that? So we want to support PayPal? Now, there's even some hosts on Republic that are saying, oh, yeah, PayPal this and PayPal that. I say, yeah, but do you remember what PayPal did? They tend to forget that, especially if it fulfills their bottom line, so if they want to sell something. So I guess I'm asking you, Michael, how far do we go in doing business with the enemy and in letting them compromise us? Because I see it as danger.
Well, it is very dangerous because we're living in a time of extremely unethical behavior by corporations. And more importantly, we're starting to see corporations think they represent the government have a right to go about imposing their will, their usually liberal agenda, on everybody else through threats of withholding their service. In the case of PayPal, it's hard to find an alternative. that is as widely known and usable as PayPal and some of the others. We just stop using them at all. I've quit using Twitter and Facebook because, again, we're being filtered now, and I don't want to do business with them, especially after the way Facebook lied to us all about our privacy. So you're just going to have to take it on a case-by-case.
But didn't you sense that was going, what they were about to begin with, especially when you hear that Zuckerberg himself thought we were a bunch of idiots, and he didn't say those words. He said worse words, like we're dumb, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I remember what he said.
So why, when I caught that, I said, that's how, what he thinks of us and me? Forget it. I'm not doing business with somebody like that. He thinks he's an elitist. He's a little pomp-ass special person that thinks he's better than us, and he treat us however he wants. And I don't do business with people like that because they're here to hurt us. So why don't people wake up to that? See, when these corporations stood up and wanted to boycott the NRA, you know, Hertz and some of these other corporations, I say we boycott them all. I don't care if I have to walk across town instead of renting a car. I'm going to do it. Screw them. I'm not going to be let my countrymen be compromised. I'll leave it at that. So I say that we, you know, I'm not going to do business with somebody that wants to encourage me to do business with the enemy. I will not do it. I stand for what's wholesome for our country. And if we don't, people should have started doing this before, you know, and because that's how we got to this point. We let them move the line in the sand where they're basically taking everything, you know. So I'll leave it at that, Mike. So maybe you can share that with the rest of the people out there and make some sense of this, because it doesn't make any sense to me why we're allowing ourselves to be compromised. And I won't do business with companies that compromise us. So thank you.
All right. Well, you're welcome. You probably heard the old story about boiling a frog slowly. And I don't know if that's actually true or not. And for obvious reasons, Mythbusters refused to do that particular experiment. But unfortunately, we're at a time of tremendous wealth inequality, and that gives the ultra-rich the means with which to oppress the rest of us, and eventually their ego gets the better of them, and they think because they're wealthy, they have a right to do that. Andrew Carnegie actually believed that the super-rich were a completely different species of human being. To be served by the other human beings down there on the workflow. And there is no restraint or control because the government is fully on the side of the ultra-rich. Now, speaking of Zuckerberg, and as long as we're talking about Hawaii so much, over on Kauai, where they just had those horrible, horrible floods, Zuckerberg bought himself a huge chunk of land for his Hawaii estate. Then he angered everybody by putting up this big, tall wall around it, which actually cut off the ocean breeze for everybody who was living inland. Now, the problem with his 700-acre property is that there are small subplots of land inside it that are owned by Native Hawaiians. It's called the inherited lands, and some have been willing to sell. Most don't. Hawaiians have a deep emotional connection to the land, probably because there's so little of it out here in the middle of the Pacific. But apparently, Zuckerberg is resorting to the courts and suing these Hawaiians in what are called quiet title lawsuits, requesting the forced sales at public auction to the highest bidder. And obviously, he's going to be the highest bidder. And I think one of the reasons I like that George Clooney movie, The Descendants, outside of the fact that I've been to a lot of the places where they filmed it, is it did accurately capture the feeling that most indigenous Hawaiians have toward the land. And they don't want to give it up. And on the other hand, we have, of course, people who are extremely wealthy who simply force their way on in, buy up the entire place, and the indigenous Hawaiians are literally being marginalized in their own country. Because remember, Bill Clinton admitted the Hawaiians never surrendered their sovereignty during the annexation. So the U.S. government's attitude is, we're really sorry. We're not going to give the land back, but we're really sorry. But again, it's another case of lawfare, of using the courts to force people to come to a settlement rather than face bankruptcy. And that's what Zuckerberg is counting on. that faced with these quiet title lawsuits, most of the people who own these lands don't have the resources to hire a lawyer and fight back. And unfortunately, our state government habitually on the side of the very, very rich people. We've got the founder of Oracle literally bought pretty much all of Lanai. That's now a private little realm, if you will. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break. We'll be coming back to the last segment of our program today. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, last segment of our program today. Interesting little story just came across my desk. Apparently, when Japanese leader Shinzo Abe and his wife dined with Benjamin and Sarah Netanyahu at the prime minister's residence, it ended on a bad note. Israeli celebrity chef Moshe Segev, the prime minister's private chef, capped the elaborate dinner with a selection of chocolates served in a metal shoe. Now, that is a major faux pas. That's highly offensive to the Japanese culture. First of all, that you would put food in a shoe and put the shoe on the table. The Japanese culture is very much anti-shoe. They don't wear shoes into the home. They don't wear shoes into the office place. In fact, Abe himself and the Japanese parliamentarians don't wear shoes in the government buildings. They're always left at the door. And this would be like serving Netanyahu a bunch of chocolates in a dish shaped like a pig. That's how insensitive this was. Now, Abe himself just took it all in stride and didn't respond. But this has created quite a fuss among Japanese social media, and they think it was in complete poor taste, and they're wondering, was this just a case of total insensitivity, or did Netanyahu intend to insult Abe for whatever reasons? Now, over at NASA, they are working on what is called the Kilopower Reactor. This is an experimental portable nuclear power plant that NASA hopes will one day power permanent settlements on Mars and the Moon. Now, we're not talking about a radioisotope thermoelectric generator like we had on Viking or like we have on Curiosity. This is a real fission reactor. The article was illustrated where the cover's off, and you can see what this is being built like. It's called the Kilopower Reactor. It's about the size of a refrigerator. And it's capable of actually delivering up to 10 kilowatts of energy. This means each kilopower reactor produces enough energy to power about 10 average American homes on Earth. And NASA is estimating that an array of 4 kilopower reactors will be enough to sustain a decent-sized outpost on the Moon or Mars for about a decade. So a positive use for nuclear energy. And, of course, we're going to get a lot of screaming from people about the risk of launching a nuclear reactor into space. But it has been done before. Now, this probably should have been under the heading of Climate Gate. Government officials in the United Kingdom have partnered with companies and governments in the state of Virginia to literally hack down large swaths of southern hardwood forest in order to create biomass energy for use across the pond. And the issue is that continuing to use fossil fuels like coal won't help Great Britain achieve its greenhouse gas emission reduction target. So the country has decided to clear cut entire forests here in the United States and burn all the wood that's collected to generate electricity. And they're calling it green energy. Now, those hardwood forests take a long time to grow. So this is not, by any reach of the imagination, sustainable. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Keep talking. You are all technically now part of the independent media. We rely on you to share this information by mouth, by email, by postal letter. Don't waste your time on social media. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovine.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.